we note that iron deficiency anemia is on the rise. So we'd like to know what plans you have to reduce anemia, and more generally, what are you doing to ensure equal access to primary and specialised healthcare services for all children in the country? And what about children with rare diseases? Are they receiving adequate care? Regarding adolescent health, in the last concluding observations to Peru, the committee noted its concern about the high rate of teenage pregnancies in the country, particularly among children in vulnerable and marginalized situations. And here we highlighted children in poverty and indigenous children. And we understand that this remains a problem. I also want to refer, as some of my colleagues have done, to the views adopted by the committee in 2023 in the case of Camilla versus Peru. Now, in that case, the committee requested Peru to ensure access to legal and safe abortion services for pregnant girls, to ensure that post-abortion services are available, secure, and accessible, and to ensure the availability and effective access of adolescent girls to sexual and reproductive health information and services, including information and access to contraceptive methods. So, given that as a backdrop, I would like to ask what concrete actions the government has taken to address these specific requests that were made by the committee. The committee has also received information indicating that the incidence of adolescent pregnancy is higher in the Amazon region and among the indigenous population. We'd like to know what plans, programs, and budgets the government has implemented to ensure the availability of safe abortion services and post-abortion care, including free psychotherapy and comprehensive sexual and reproductive health information and services, particularly in these areas where it is most needed, in the rural areas and the Amazon region. In the last concluding observations, the committee also recommended that the state party should address this issue of adolescent pregnancies by providing age-appropriate education on sexual and reproductive health. And we have received information that Peru developed guidelines on comprehensive sexual education, but we've also been